Thank you, Kenny. And at this time, we've got Laurie Harold from the Buckaroo Foundation. And good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So your organization does equine therapy. That sounds cool, but what does it really mean?
Okay, yes. Our organization, the Buckaroo Foundation, supports equine therapy at the Buckaroo Barn in Bay Minette, Alabama. So the movement of the horse is the same dimensional movement in a plane of that as a human. So a child gets on a horse and does a lunge or gets on all fours and can simulate the movement of crawling. It gives the child that normalized pattern.
Okay, so they're up on top of the horse, they're up on all fours on top of the horse, and as the horse walks, that tail, because the front legs move at different times as the rear legs, and they've got their knees and hands on them, and that's simulating walking, because we don't walk all at once. We sort of walk in four separate motions.
Yeah, well, simulating crawling, okay, if they're right. On all fours.
Right.
So their muscles receive that input of crawling, and it helps their muscles develop in that normalized pattern.
Okay. And since their brain is having issues sending those signals, that's a way to help develop those muscles without that.
Yes, sir. And if you think about it, a child, you put them in a clinic and mm-hmm. ask them to do exercises, or you put them on a horse, and for them it's just fun. They're doing their therapy, but they're not even realizing it. It's fun. It's their thing. Some kids play sports. Some kids do therapy on horseback, but that is their thing.
Oh, sure. Well, Lori grew up with horses, so she can attest to how well that is. I had a buddy of mine. He bought a horse for his two daughters because he said, well, it's cheaper than therapy. So yeah, the kids can go out, they can enjoy and not realize that they're in training, so to speak. They're just out having fun.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. My daughter has a rare form of muscular dystrophy. We started her in this therapy at the Buckaroo Barn when she was two. Today she's nine. When doctors told us, she may never walk, she may never run, my daughter can walk, she runs, she skis, she ice skates, she jumps, which is something else that they told us she would never do.
And she's still able to do those things now.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, how did you figure out that this would be possible, that this would even work? I mean,
well, I'm an occupational therapist, so okay. We kind of touched on it in school a little bit, and with the type of muscular dystrophy she has, with doing the research and talking to other parents that said this is a really great form of therapy because she can get the exercise without wreaking the havoc on her joints.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally Googled equine therapy near Fairhope, Alabama, and found the Buckaroo Barn. And it's really made an amazing difference in our lives as well as so many around us.
Wow. Okay. It never would have occurred to me, but only, thinking about it, it's like, well, duh. It's one of those obvious things that you don't think of. So that's incredible. It's fascinating. It really is. Now, what are y'all doing to kind of help promote it? Because I know horses aren't cheap. So
no.
So how do parents, pay for this?
Okay.
Tell us about some of the financials of this, as horrible as those things are.
Yes. Well, so there's the Buckaroo Foundation.
Okay.
And we are a 501c3 nonprofit that supports the Buckaroo Barn. And our mission is to provide accessibility for children and adults with special needs so that they can reach their fullest therapy potential. Some insurances will tell you, yeah, I'll pay for 30 therapy visits a year. Well, if you have a special needs child that goes to, say, four different therapies a week, 30 visits a year isn't very much.
No, they probably need it at least twice a week, or three times a week would be even better. And the insurance says, okay, we'll do it once every other week. So,
yes, sir. So that's where the Buckaroo Foundation steps in. A typical therapy session is about $116 for 60 minutes okay. of therapy. So we step in and we pick up the bills where insurance fails to pay. We pay co-pays. We help with equipment if it will help a child reach their potential, whether that be a walker or a wheelchair. And we also make upgrades to the barn. Our biggest project to date has been an accessible bathroom complete with a ramp, flushing toilet,
okay.
Adult-sized changing table, because wheelchairs and porta-potties just don't mix.
Right.
And like we recently installed a fan mister system that the like fan blows like misting water like you see at some of the restaurants okay. down here.
Sure, to help cool things off in the middle of the summer when it's 105 degrees down here and 95% humidity in South Alabama. So
yes, sir. And you know, you got to think these therapists and aides, they're working, the horses are working, the kids are working, so anything we can do to try to help keep them comfortable so they can get the best therapy possible to okay. reach their goals.
Okay, yeah, it's amazing how many little things, the logistics behind something like this, because you've got to have the horse has got to be fed, the horse has got to be brushed down, the horse has got to be housed, and that's expensive. You know, it's nickels and dimes that just add up over time, and so I think it's great that y'all have done so much to do this, and even, you know, it might sound silly, oh, we put a, you know, we used our last set of funds to put a potty out in the barn. Why do they need a potty out in the barn? Well, because you got two therapists and you've got four horse people and you've got the child, and you can't you know, stop and wait half an hour for them to get back to the house and back. So yeah, that's great.
Yes, sir. And I mean, some of the patients travel as far as 2 hours just to come receive this therapy, all from not just Baldwin County but surrounding areas. I've met many, many families along the way who say, yep, I drive 2 hours once a week, twice a week, just to come get this therapy because it is so impactful.
Oh, my goodness.
For my child or, you know, my loved one.
Okay. And your child is now able to walk when they said that she'd never walk?
Yes. Doctors told us she may never walk. And it was something that they were trying to prepare us for. And, you know, I mean, my daughter's a fighter and said, here, I'll show you. And not only does she walk, she can ice skate, she can ski, she can jump, she can stand on the back of a horse, thanks to the Buckaroo Barn. And she just told me last night she wants to learn how to roller skate, so we're going to start pursuing that.
Okay, wow, that's incredible. And I'm a parent and I'm a grandparent, and you know, you have so much hope and so much love in your children. To hear, you know, devastating news like this would be bad enough, but then to be given some hope, how tell me about that.
Well, my daughter's story, it took us 2.5 years to get her officially diagnosed. Okay. It wasn't without a fight, for lack of a better way to put it. But when we got the diagnosis, it was a relief and fear all in one.
Okay.
A relief, okay, we finally know what's going on, we can finally start getting direction, but fear of the unknown, fear of learning how to care for her the proper way. And as a special needs parent, any parent really, you're always making decisions that you hope is in the best interest of your child, and add major medical decisions that you sometimes have to make right now, or sometimes you get to sit on for 6 months and you pray you're making the right decision. And you know, that's scary.
Yeah.
One thing I can say, the Buckaroo Barn, on top of just the therapy and how far they've helped my daughter come physically, it's a family out there. It is truly a place of support. The therapist offers support. You meet a network of parents that offer support. I've met so many people and made so many wonderful friends along the way. And these parents get it. They get when you say, you know, I'm going through this. And, mm-hmm. you know, you have your well-meaning friends that want to support you. And, you know, you're thankful for that. But to have someone that you can say, I'm going through this, and they totally get what you mean.
Because they've been there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Wow. Well, and you can be there too, you at home, because they've got an event coming up on Wednesday, September 28th. This is Buckaroo at the Blue. So tell us about that.
Yes. So Buckaroo at the Blue, it is at the Bluegill on the Causeway on September 28th.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been to the Bluegill, but we all know amazing food.
Sure.
Your ticket, it's $60 for a single ticket, $90 for a couple.
Okay.
And your ticket includes all-you-can-eat seafood buffet.
Oh, wow. All yeah. right, I'm there. Okay.
You get two drink tickets, and that includes beer and wine. And all, you know, they have non-alcoholic drinks available as well. And you get access to an awesome concert by the Ayers Brothers Band.
Okay.
Which we would really like to give a shout out to Surtex USA and thank them so much for sponsoring our band this year.
Okay.
We love the support. We have Sam Latrico, who is a mindset coach and author, who is going to be doing some motivational speaking. She grew up with some physical challenges, so she's another one who gets it and
sure.
can understand, and she's got some really great things to say to us to help motivate not only parents, but the kids and patients who are there, and just the overall general public. So we are really excited to have her. And we also have a $2,500 drawdown raffle that will be going on as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So whether you wanted to support the foundation or not, this is a great party that people ought to go to just because it's going to be a fun party. All you can eat seafood, a couple of drink tickets, great band, motivational speech, and of course a $2,500 drawdown. Wow. Okay. Now, how do folks get tickets for this?
You can get tickets. You can go to buckaroofoundation.org and purchase your tickets there. When you purchase your tickets, your name will go on a list, and you just have to have your ID to sign up at the door to get in. Or you can buy tickets right there at the door.
At the door. Okay.
And it's same price either way.
Okay.
And bring the kids. It really is a fun family night out. This is not an adult event only. Bring the kids. Bring your grandkids, bring their friends. It's a really fun night out.
Okay, and I will say that for kids 12 and under, it is $20
yes.
for that because buffets aren't free. All you can eat seafood, so.
Right, and so kids don't eat that much.
Kids don't eat that much, but there is still a charge for children under 12.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Your band is provided for by Surtex. Who is Surtex?
They are a company. I'm going to plug another event we have that's being coupled
okay.
with the foundation event, our foundation event, the APM Terminals Annual Charity Golf Tournament.
Okay.
So it is the next day. They are coupling it this year with Buckaroo at the Blue, and they are customers of APM Terminals. So they have kindly reached out to us and offered to sponsor the band.
Well, that was nice of them.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
The golf tournament is on September 29th at Timber Creek.
Okay. Timber Creek Golf Course on the 29th. All right.
Yes. And, you know, if you like to golf and you want to play and you want to benefit the Buckaroo Foundation, you can reach out to our Buckaroo email listed at buckaroofoundation.org.
Okay.
And for the golf tournament, we've got some really great sponsors also. We've got Wright Transportation. They are the gold sponsor this year. They are large supporters of the Buckaroo Foundation, and we are so thankful for their never-ending support. The silver sponsors include S&M Transportation, the ILA 1985, and District 1 ILA, Southern Intermodal Express, Insani Equipment, and I'm hearing that There's some pretty great hole-in-one prizes for these golfers.
Okay.
Terry Thompson Chevrolet has donated a truck.
Oh, my.
And Harley Davidson, a mobile, has donated a Harley.
Okay.
And we're going to have some gimmick holes. We're going to have bourbon slushies we're handing out. So it's going to be a fun day.
Okay.
And Buckaroo at the Blue is going to be a really fun night. The night before, you can come out, get to know us, and come golf the next day and have some fun.
Okay, well, that sounds wonderful. And once again, that website, buckaroofoundation.org. buckaroofoundation.org.
Yes. And I would just like to also thank Scott's Marine and Bay City Music for sponsoring Buckaroo at the Blue. We are just so thankful for all the support.
Okay.
And thank you all so much for having us.
Well, it is a pleasure. Come back anytime. Come back and let us know how it went, too.
We will.
We'd love to hear that. And how do people that are listening at home, aside from the website, I guess, if there are folks out there that have someone or know someone that's got muscular dystrophy and wants to get therapy for this, or maybe they've got a similar malady that this would benefit them, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so the Buckaroo Barn, they see children and adults with physical disabilities. Okay. So it's not limited to just muscular dystrophy.
Okay.
It's physical disabilities. You can check out the Buckaroo Barn Facebook page.
Okay.
The Buckaroo Foundation Facebook page. Or you can go to buckaroobarnllc.com.
Okay. Buckaroo Barn
LLC.
com. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and we appreciate everything that you do, and appreciate you telling us, and tell us once again about the dates for that while I look something up here.
Yes, sir. So the date is September 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Bluegill on the Causeway. You can buy tickets at buckaroofoundation.org or right at the door, and your ticket includes all-you-can-eat seafood buffet, your two drink tickets, the concert admission, access to our $2,500 drawdown raffle, and a motivational speech by Sam Latrico.
Okay.
And thank you again for Surtex USA for sponsoring the Ayers Brothers Band.
All right. Thank you so much. And we appreciate you, Miss Laurie. Like I said, let us know how it went. We're going to try and go. And
awesome.
We encourage everybody else to go. And if you'd like more information, once again, go to Buckaroo Foundation.
Dot org.
Or you can listen once again to our website, WABF 1480. This will be posted up there in about 15 minutes for folks that would like to listen to it there. So
awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much. And